Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They can win the Super Bowl like this. If you play this old school physical smash mouth football, I'm in. Let's take a look here. The Bills ran the ball 51 times. Do it again. Again and again. Banged up O-line doesn't matter. 32 of those were to James Cook, a stud. He was their leading receiver on the day. Keep doing that, too. They drew up a bunch of stuff for Josh, design runs-wise. Everything funneled through running backs and tight ends. 32 of Josh's yards were to receivers. 32. And they controlled the freaking ball for 42 minutes. You never, like, it was unbelievable. It was absolutely perfect.
Kay Adams, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. With us now on the Wester Hotline is Trista Crick. And as enjoyable as I'm sure it would be to spend our entire time with Trista catching up on her life, because I can't imagine how many things have happened and changed since whatever it's been a month or so since we last spoke. We do want to get to some Bills takes here eventually. But Trista, first of all, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to come on. I am super excited to talk to you guys. This is a really fascinating Bills year. But also just in general, like great sports year as a whole so far.
What an interesting season, right? I mean,
yeah.
Chiefs out, Lions out, maybe Ravens end up out. Bills could. Their odds are pretty good to make it. But really, it's interesting when you have surprises.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like there's a lot of powers that feel like they've dimmed a bit from the last couple of years, right? Like we saw a couple of years ago, the Bengals look so great. And even last year with Joe Burrow, even though they were losing a lot of games, that offense was elite. Obviously, you know, Buffalo had a great year last year. Ravens looked like they were headed to maybe a Super Bowl. Maybe they were going to be the one to take down the Chiefs. Lamar was having an MVP-esque season. You know, so you look at these teams and you're like, wow. Or even Houston from 2 years ago just hasn't looked the same last year and this year. So it feels like there's a little bit of a changing of the guard, and now you've got the Patriots looking really good. Denver's starting to figure it out, even though I think that's kind of fool's gold. And, like, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. They still continue to stay right around 500. And this time, though, it feels like Tomlin might want out.
Yeah. How much of the benefit of the doubt are you inclined to give the great teams like the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens year over year here for the last 4 or 5 years in a year like this? Like, do you just expect them to eventually get it right? The Ravens and the Chiefs anyway, well, the Ravens have got the weak division to make it work. The Chiefs are starting to run out of runway here. But I mostly have been waiting for those teams at the top to stumble. Indianapolis finally did, but the Patriots and the Broncos are 11-2 and 10-2, and, like, I don't know. I don't think they're invincible, but their records are going to be hard to see them topple.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I've done, is like, well, these are good teams. Not that much has changed in terms of their identity and, like, their roster, so at some point they've got to figure it out, but you're right. You can't make any noise in the playoffs if you don't get to the playoffs. So that's kind of the main issue, I think, facing the Chiefs and the Ravens. And I think the Ravens probably will win the division. So if they win this weekend against Pittsburgh. So I think, like, that's the main issue that I have. the Chiefs feel like they've figured it out 1 week and then maybe haven't. Same thing with Buffalo, right? Like 2 weeks ago, you lose to Houston and then it looks somewhat dicey to Pittsburgh and then you go on a huge run in the second half. So, yeah, you're right. Like, I just am inclined to give those elite teams the benefit of the doubt, even though it's freaking like week 14.
Right. Yeah, Mike, we talked yesterday on our show and Mike made, I think, a really good point about the Bills, or maybe it was 2 days ago.
Thank you.
But the like their offense, their record even, is not really that far off at all, if at all, from last year. The only thing that's really different is that New England is there, and that happened a lot faster than most of us expected.
As they would say, it's getting late early. You know, I think that's the thing, is you didn't expect Drake May's nickname to be Drake May. Drake May, right? Like, that's how good he's been. I was talking to friend of show Eric Eager, who's one of the analytics guys for the Carolina Panthers now, but one of the smartest guys that I know in football, and he said he would take Drake May over almost any quarterback in the league outside of maybe Patrick Mahomes. So, like, that says a lot about what they got. And Mike Vrabel has been an instant cohesion creator. They have an identity. Obviously it was a mess last year and we were kind of thinking maybe Vrabel would take over even last year. So, yeah, they've gotten their stuff together in a way that I think people who didn't like the dynastic reign of the Patriots are kind of like, well, I was hoping for a longer fall off.
Yeah, I was not emotionally prepared for them to be a problem already, Trista. I mean, it's been 5 years, the Bills winning the division, so it's not like it happened overnight, but they weren't completely off. The Bills had to beat them in a wild card game in 21. So it's not like they were gone for that long, and I'm not enjoying this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This resurgence, because it seems pretty real.
I thought they might have folded after that loss. Folded the franchise. It was that bad, but they didn't. So, yes. Thanks.
We were hoping.
Playoff games. The last time the Bengals were here, you were there. That's the last time.
Yeah, I remember. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. That was like the coldest I've ever been in my entire life.
Was your friend a Bengals fan? I feel like there was some tie to the Bengals you had.
My friend lived in Cincinnati.
Okay.
At the time. The Bengals fans are obnoxious. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. That, like, they're chanting and they're orange tiger stripe, Bengal stripes, and they seemed unfazed by the weather, and it was like wet and cold simultaneously. It was a brutal. I might not come back to Buffalo until the new stadium's built.
That's at least next year. I mean, try to pick a warmer weekend, maybe.
No doubt.
Your Cowboys play tonight. How are you feeling about that?
Guys, I'm having a really hard time wrapping my mind around it, to be honest, because I am the quintessential Cowboy pessimist fan, right? There's nothing that you can do to tell me that no matter how good this team looks in the regular season, they will be anything other than a disappointment in the postseason.
Really?
But yes, every single year, right? But like, for how bad it looked, and I said this to Nick Costos, who I do Snap Judgments with, presented by BetMGM every week, twice a week actually, and I said, I honestly believe that this Cowboys defense is more cohesive, adding Quinnen Williams And, you know, having guys come back from injury than it was when Micah Parsons was on the team. Because we saw, I mean, you guys know what it's like to not be able to stop the run. It's impossible to win games unless you can put up 40, and the Cowboys can. But it was hard watching a really abysmal offense and Mike McCarthy doing Mike McCarthy things and a terrible run defense and then guys getting burned on the backside. It was like, I don't know what you can do if you have one of these generational pass rushers. How are we so bad? And now, post-trade deadline, a lot of things in the interior have gotten cleaned up. Kenny Clark has looked awesome. You're getting the first-round picks now, and I think they've been a really good drafter over the course of time overall. And, like, I kind of love Ryan Schottenheimer.
It's all very weird to hear about Dallas, but I get it. Sounds right.
It's weird, right? And, like, I've been fighting with people online because I truly believe that this is a – you can't just have one guy be responsible for every piece of the defense. Things start breaking down if that's all you have.
It's interesting to speak to a young Dallas fan. I mean, they have not been to the NFC Championship.
That's when I got into Dallas, was when it was the peak of their powers. I thought that it would be like that every year.
I would have guessed you weren't old enough to remember like the Aikman years.
That's what drew me in. That's what drew me in, baby, the Cocaine Cowboys.
95 is their last NFC Championship game, right? 30 years ago.
Yeah, so I would have been 9.
That's old enough. That's when I fell in love with it. 8, 9 years old.
Yep, that works.
Mm-hmm. Silver and blue, America's team, silver star, let's go, yeah.
Oh, man, those teams were gross for me, for us.
They were unbeatable.
But when I was 10, I loved the Cowboys too.
How could you not?
I just, you know.
I guess. There it is. Well, 3.5-point underdogs tonight. Anything else we should know, Trista?
I think that they could win this game. Like, I really think they could beat Detroit tonight. And Detroit's offensive line has been a mess. And, like, they just really defensively don't look the same. If they don't generate a lot of pressure on Dak, Javonte Williams has been kind of like a very big surprise. Yep. And I think a lot of people thought Jaden Blue was going to be the one to really kind of take over the backfield towards the end of the season. He's been largely irrelevant.
Yep. Totally.
I think totally irrelevant. And so, yeah, it's kind of been, and George Pickens, holy crap, right? Like, he looks insane. I don't know how that's going to end up working out at the end of the year and when they have to pay him, and you know how Jerry is, but I think Detroit's kind of in trouble, and I think we could really see Dak Prescott win an MVP if they win out.
I'm here for it. I got a ticket. All right, Trista, great to connect with you again. Enjoy your weekend.
Love you guys. Enjoy your time. Take care. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Trista. Trista Crick, you can find on X Bulldog.
Yes, you definitely can.
Trista_Crick.
Thank you for knowing that. I obviously clammed up after I said, yes, you can. That's all I knew.
We'll pick the game after this. Cowboys and Lions tonight, Thursday Night Football. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.